heart of gold with the ways of a gentleman, I've been told, a kind of a feller that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met, that guy that invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Of course, it ain't cause I don't smoke myself, and I don't reckon it to hinder your health. I've smoked them all my life, and I ain't dead yet, quite. But nicotine slaves are all the same at a petting party or a poker game. Everything gotta stop while they smoke the cigarette. Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette.
I've smoked at uni. Loads of us have smoked at uni, whether we're drunk outside a club or stressed outside Hallward writing coursework. But it's not as if we don't know the health risks. I mean, we're all clever enough to get into this uni in the first place. So why are we doing it?
Most people can justify it by saying that we're young and that I'll probably not smoke in the future.
It's sociable and relieves pressure, tension, I think, a lot. Yeah, I've just sort of got into the habit of it.
Why do you feel that we smoke as students when we all know that it's bad for us?
Boredom, I think, is quite a lot of my reasoning, to be honest with you. Yeah, fills the void.
Okay, it's a good break, especially in Hallward. It's a good break from work. You just want to get outside.
I think it's more of a social thing. I would go out, especially when you're at a library and you're working hard. You want a little break. You've got mates who want to have a little break. You just go out together and you have a cig. The same in nights out. Once, when you're drunk, people say, oh, do you want to go for a cig? You just do it. You don't think about the consequences when you're on the night out, but the next morning when you've got a terrible throat, that's when you think about it.
For me, the most time I smoke is in the library, and it's every hour because I smoke really quickly, and I go out, I just go, have a little think, and then go back and I'm like, ah, okay, nailed it.
And if you're still breathing, you're the lucky ones. Cause most of us are heaving through corrupted lungs, setting fire to our insides for fun, collecting names of the lovers that went wrong, the lovers that went wrong.
Last week, Bristol Student Council passed a motion for the university to become completely smoke-free. How would Nottingham students feel about a campus smoking ban?
Absurd, it's so stupid, because we're forced to do a lot of arbitrary work which we really don't have that much interest in, despite choosing quite a specific degree, and sometimes you just need to go outside and inhale something terrible to forget about that. Why not slowly kill ourselves?
I think it might be an idea, but I don't think many people would agree with it, because there's a big smoking culture in Nottingham, I've noticed. So I suppose it would be for health benefits, but maybe if they set up like smoking areas instead.
Do you think that should be introduced here at Nottingham?
No, definitely not, because I'd never come into uni.
I mean, it's up to each individual. If you want to smoke, that's your opinion. But on terms of smoking on campus, I think it should be banned, because why should non-smokers be exposed to the fumes if you're not going to smoke yourself? I don't really want to have a face full of smoke as I leave Hallward. So it should be banned all over campus.
I want you to get it out. I want to see it, feel it, hold it, put it in my mouth. I want to see how great it tastes. If you're going to vape, vape with VIP.
E-cigarettes are controversial, and although none of us know exactly what that neon juice does to you, loads of us are smoking them. Experts say they're dangerous and frightening, but students are smoking them regardless. Why do you smoke e-cigarettes?
It tastes nicer than a normal cigarette, and I don't feel like I'm getting cancer anymore. I'd say like about a month after I stopped smoking and just started using this, my lungs felt a lot clearer. Like, I can run without coughing up half my lung now.
Would you ever consider e-cigarettes?
Not one bit.
Why would you not smoke e-cigarettes?
They look horrendous, and the smell, the taste, all of them, just not one bit.
What do you think about e-cigarettes? Would you ever consider smoking e-cigarettes?
No, because that would mean I was an official smoker.
Yeah, it's really good, apart from the fact I'm holding two cigarettes in my hand. Generally, it is great. E-cig is the way to go.
I have tried them. Largely, I smoke tobacco because I like the taste. So when I tried e-cigarettes, it's just not quite the same flavour. So, yeah, it just feels a bit weird, and the sensation isn't quite the same.
I would love to have another drink of coffee now. And me, darling, help me smoke just one more cigarette now. I don't want no cream and sugar, cause I got you now, dog.
To see what all the fuss was about, I thought I should try them myself. So I popped into one of the new e-cig stores that have started to appear in town.
So I'm in the e-cigarette store and I've got to choose what flavour I want to try. What would you recommend?
Strawberry kiwi.
Strawberry kiwi? I'll go for it then, thank you. And does this have any nicotine in it?
Yeah, that one's got 8 milligrams of nicotine in it.
And you just smoke it the way you'd smoke a usual cigarette?
Yeah, you have to press that button there.
Have to press the button, okay, thanks. Okay, that's really nice.
Yeah.
That doesn't taste like smoking at all. That tastes really sweet, and you can tell why people do it instead of real smoking. Could I try another one? Could I try one of the really sweet ones, something like popcorn or something like that? It makes me think of jelly beans.
Yeah.
You know when you get the jelly beans with all the flavours? Is the business going really well? Because I've seen loads of pop up.
Yeah, definitely. More so in Nottingham. They're very popular in Nottingham at the moment.
Are they better than real cigarettes?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Health-wise,
yeah. I mean, obviously, there's been no tests yet to confirm whether it has been, but they contain propylene glycol, vegetable oil and nicotine, so they don't have any of the tar or any of the other chemicals that you would find in a cigarette.
I've got to admit, I'm not convinced. I think e-cigarettes are dangerous and it scares me that we don't know enough about them. However, if I was a smoker, I could understand why you would turn to an e-cigarette. They taste nicer, they're cheaper, and it's quite a good way to wean yourself off, say, 20 cigarettes a day. I think we should wait for more information. Wait and see just how dangerous they are. Although, I doubt that will stop many students in the meantime.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Well, if you smoke yourself to death, tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate, you hate to make you wait. You've got to have another cigarette.